Exercise 5, page 27.
For a moment, the Canterville ghost stood quietly in the hall. Then, he threw the bottle of lubricant upon the floor and he ran down the corridor. Just as he reached the top of the great wooden stairs, a door opened and two little white-robed figures appeared and a large pillow flew past his head. There was no time to be lost, so he vanished through the wall and the house became quiet again. On reaching a small secret room, he leaned up against a wall to get his breath. He wasn't very happy. For the first time in 300 years, he felt insulted.